East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Arthur.
Hi.
How are you, Bruce?
No, hey, Sam.
This guy didn't get the memo.
No, buzzing, eh?
Because he's wearing T-shirts still.
Yeah,
Shorts.
You've been wearing T-shirts every day.
Yeah.
No, I had a hoodie yesterday where it was like 30 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, it's one of those where I see the wrong weather.
Well, listen, it is that time of the year, and the health department. The health department is urging South Africans to take precautionary measures to protect themselves against respiratory infections expected to increase this winter. In other words, go and get your annual vaccine shot, which is it has been available for the last 2 weeks.
I have a public service announcement based on the vaccine shot. If you do feel flu symptoms, if you do become ill during this time, don't go out in public and cough and sneeze everywhere. People just sneeze out for free in the air. You could have, I mean, if you didn't learn from COVID, then I don't know. Because you could have so many germs. You could kill somebody with a deadly disease next to you. It's that serious. So please don't go out with your germs. Don't
stay
go to the office and affect everybody. And then the whole office is sick. No.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that. Also, shame. I have quite a cute story, but I don't know how cute you're going to think it is when I'm done. Guys, there's a live video, and I'm sure we'll share it on our pages, but there's a video of a Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle in Washington. And you see the video from the other side of the screen or the glass. There's a bear. There's a little, like, lake water body area, and there's a little mom duck and her ducklings.
Oh, cute.
And the bear sees them, and the kids are like, no, no, no. The bear says yes. The bear gets in the water and chomps each little duckling one by one, including the mom eventually.
Oh,
and
no, man, come on.
Little kids on the other side
of
the glass going,
freaking
no,
out.
No.
Oh,
it was so bad, guys.
Oh.
Very traumatic for those kids.
Were the kids like baby kids?
No, they were little. Six, seven, like little kids. And they
so they understand. Yes.
They understand the circle of life now.
Oh, they get the bear
necessities.
See how it oh, no, they get that. I didn't know ducklings were necessities for bears, but turns out. Oh, shame.
I want to see this video, but I don't want to.
No, you do. It's quite entertaining. It's a circle of life. It is what it is. It's going to be on eastcoastradio.co.za, so you can check it out.
Shame, man.
Shame, man, guys.
Oh, that's so cruel.
Life is cruel, kids.
Well, I hope my story makes people like happier, and it's not as like as gruesome as Carmen's
story. Yeah, please, it can't possibly be.
Yeah, so an appeals court has ruled that employers cannot enforce zero tolerance drug policies, which stop workers from using cannabis at home as long as they are not impaired during work hours.
That's a happy story.
That's a beautiful guys.
Yeah,
guys, I don't know if you've seen this, but like you know when you because Durban is under construction, like everywhere the roads. I mean, just open your window.
Yeah.
And then
and just smell.
Really?
And it's a working.
Just breathe it in. They're working
they're
hard.
They're grafting, but
breathe it in. And suddenly you don't mind being in the traffic there.
Yeah. Time. So I mean I'm all for this.
Of green.
Okay.
Yes.
Bears eating ducks.
You know what? On the way next, I've also got another eating animal.
Yeah.
I've got some news about the new trailer that's come out for The Lion King, but Mufasa, The Lion King. Speaking of murderers.
Oh.
East Coast Breakfast.